Good morning. Have you ever had an encounter with an angel? Or maybe you thought you might have. As you read and know, many did in the Bible, as John did. In Revelations 22:8, it states, "And I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed me these things. And he," the angel, "said to John, 'Do not do that, for I am a fellow servant of yours and your brethren the prophets and of those who heed the words of this book. Worship only God.'" You see, we are never to worship an angel. We are never to elevate anything or any angel above God. Before I tell you my story, understand, I do not worship angels, yet I believe the scriptures say God uses them to minister to the saved, righteous saints of God. Only God can dictate what an angel is allowed to do. I will tell you my story, and it is true. Over 2 years ago, I lost my very dear friend. She was my spiritual mentor, my spiritual mother, and my best friend. I then started on a long road of grief. I missed her dearly. 8 months after she passed away, I was coming off the bike trail. It was 98 degrees, 90% humidity. It was a very, very hot day. And I was loading my bike onto my car. In comes the parking lot, this old jalopy of a car. From the 1960s, probably. The paint was gray, and I remembered it was dull. And on the back of this car was a bike. And the bike looked like it was from the 1950s. And it was red, and it was dull. The paint was dull. And I thought, gee, that's a pretty old bike. And then I saw the guy that was driving the car, and he was an elderly man, up there in years, in his 90s. I thought, really? This man's going to ride in this heat? Oh, well. I proceeded to put my bike on my car, and my car was running to have the air conditioner going. And I turned and I looked, and this man got out of his car and was making a beeline right towards me. I thought, gee, wonder what he wants. He started chit-chatting with me, and he introduced himself. He said, "My name is Harry Davidson." He goes, "Davidson, like the Harley Davidsons?" And I'm like, "Oh, nice to meet you, Harry." He goes, "But they call me Hog for short." And we giggled. He shared a few things with me about his life, and I shared a few things about my life with him. The one thing I shared with him was about my friend. You know, I asked him, "You know, you're going to bike in this heat?" And he goes, "Yeah." And I said, "I had a friend who just passed away, and she always biked with me. And she biked sometimes in this heat, too." And when I was telling him this, he was looking at me with those deep blue glistening eyes, with a smile from ear to ear, nodding. He seemed to know who I was talking about. There was something about this man that was so unique. So I said, finally, after a little more conversation, I said, "I got to go, Harry." I said, "I'm going to run out of gas here." And he goes, "Fine, okay." And I bent down to pick up a bungee cord. And I stood up and I looked at him, and he was like this. He kept that pose and he stared me straight in the eyes, blue, beautiful, glistening eyes. And he said, "May I?" I was not afraid of him. I didn't know him from Adam. But I know what I needed. And it seemed like he did too. I said, "Yes, you may." And he embraced me in his arms. And he held me there for almost a minute. I believe I felt the Lord's embrace. Was Harry an angel? I don't know. Or was he a mere human that the Lord sent my way, knowing I needed that day? But I do know healing began. So we must remember what Scripture says. In Hebrews 13:2, Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing. When I'm alone and the light slowly fades, cold with the night closing in, I know the shadow of Almighty wings. Lord, won't you send them again? Lord, For by this, some have entertained angels without knowing. Thank you, Lord.